Anonymous.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, September 7th, 2018. Welcome to day 596.
The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times by an anonymous, really an anonymous, gutless coward. Is it subversion? Is it treason? It's a horrible thing.
Trump called on Jeff Sessions and the Justice Department to investigate and uncover the author of the anonymous op-ed written in the New York Times, which describes an effort by members of the administration to subvert Trump's agenda. Quote, Jeff should be investigating who the author of that piece was, because I really believe it's national security, Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One. Trump added that he's also, quote, looking at possible legal actions against the New York Times, although he did not elaborate on what those actions might be. Trump also attempted to refute the quotes in Bob Woodward's forthcoming book, claiming, quote, I don't talk the way I am quoted, end quote. The book, titled Fear, Trump in the White House, is set to be released on Tuesday. Quote, the Woodward book is a scam, Trump tweeted at 5:30 a.m., claiming that the quotes are made up because I would not have been elected president if they were true. Trump also denied that he called Sessions mentally retarded or a dumb Southerner, as the book reports. However, Trump is on record calling someone else retarded during a Howard Stern episode in 2004, and a former deputy editor at the New York Post said Trump once described his in-laws as, quote, an entourage of dumb Southerners, end quote. Meanwhile, Trump will not answer Robert Mueller's questions about obstruction of justice, according to Rudy Giuliani. Quote, that's a no-go, Giuliani said. That's not going to happen. There will be no questions at all on obstruction, end quote, whether in person or in writing. Hours later, Giuliani walked back his comments, saying the possibility of answering questions about obstruction of justice is not ruled in or out. One person with direct knowledge of Trump's legal strategy said that, quote, there is no strategy, end quote, aside from PR tactics of threatening Mueller. If the negotiations break down, Mueller could be forced to subpoena Trump to testify. Giuliani has previously said that they would fight any attempt to subpoena the president and take it all the way to the Supreme Court, which has never ruled definitively on the question of whether a president can be forced to testify. Elizabeth Warren, meanwhile, called on White House officials to invoke the 25th Amendment and to begin the process of removing Trump from office.
If senior administration officials think that the president of the United States is not able to do his job, then they should invoke the 25th Amendment.
Warren's comments came a day after the anonymous op-ed was published in the New York Times by an official who attacked Trump's amorality and anti-democratic policies, saying that the White House staff are thwarting Trump's misguided impulses and his worst inclinations. During a rally in Montana, Trump told his supporters that it'll be your fault if he gets impeached. He told attendees at the rally that they, quote, aren't just voting for a candidate, you are voting for which party controls Congress, end quote. He then brought up the impeachment word and said, quote, you didn't go out to vote, that's the only way it could happen, end quote. And finally, Obama called Trump a threat to democracy and accused him and his Republican supporters of practicing the, quote, politics of fear and resentment while giving a speech at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign.
Appealing to tribe, appealing to fear, pitting one group against another, telling people that order and security will be restored if it weren't for those who don't look like us or don't sound like us or don't pray like we do. That's an old playbook. It's as old as time. And in a healthy democracy, it doesn't work. It did not start with Donald Trump. He is a symptom, not the cause.
He added that the resistance within the administration is not the right way to stop the crazy stuff coming out of the White House. He blamed Republicans in Congress for being utterly unwilling to find the backbone to safeguard the institutions that make our democracy work, and said Republicans who know better are still bending over backwards to protect Trump. Quote, this is not normal, Obama continued. How hard can that be, saying that Nazis are bad, end quote. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. George Papadopoulos was sentenced to 14 days in jail after pleading guilty in October 2017 to lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russians. In asking for leniency, Papadopoulos said he made, quote, a terrible mistake for which I have paid a terrible price and am deeply ashamed, end quote, and said that he was motivated to lie to the FBI to try to, quote, create distance between the issue, myself, and the president, end quote. 2. Papadopoulos says he can't guarantee that he didn't tell anyone on the Trump campaign that Russia had damaging emails about Hillary Clinton. I might have, Papadopoulos said, but I have no recollection of doing so. 3. A former Roger Stone associate and longtime Trump ally appeared before Mueller's federal grand jury. Randy Credico is at least one of 10 people associated with Roger Stone who have been contacted by the special counsel. And 4. Trump most likely won't shut down the government over border security after all. Trump has gone back and forth about the possibility of a government shutdown and recently said that he'd prefer to wait until after the midterms because, quote, we need Republicans elected in the midterms. We are getting the wall done, end quote. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.